You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
More easily block ads, smoother YouTube, digital and physical visual improvements, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 231, Making It Easy. Welcome back to the episode, everybody. Our host, as always, Headphones Neil. Quite a bit, our average amount of things to go through this week. A couple of bits of notable updates. One made important or interesting release for Android, but besides that, a pretty standard week. Pretty quiet overall. There is Google I.O. next week, so next week should prove interesting. So that is about it for now. So with that, I'll jump right into the episode. So our usual headlines, apps, and devices, and then rounding it out with an app review. So to start it off with the headlines, CyanogenMod OS and the ROM are going to get are starting to get an important update or addition or feature called folder locking. So let's say you pass your device around to different people, or you have a family, so you use it, your children use it, but there's sensitive data that you don't want them to necessarily use. The folder locking will allow you to password protect your folder or various folders, so that way it can only be accessed with that password and be unlocked that way, so look out for that. In related news, the Cyanogen Platform SDK was released this week in alpha form, so if you wanted to develop for the ROM or OS, this should help out. YouTube got an interesting update this week, notably to now allow 60 frame per second live streaming. So if you do host your or have live video recordings going on, you can now do it at 60 frames per second. If you use Google Play Books to do your reading, it has a new font called Literata. It should look a lot more cleaner and crisp for your reading pleasure. The Google app for mobile got an update to now have inline tweets in your search results. So if you do a search and there's a relevant tweet, then you will now see that. I actually happened upon it right around the time I was reading the article about it, and it works pretty niftily. Chrome is getting an update to now support MIDI composition, so if you have compatible hardware sitting on the wayside and you just want an easy way of using it, this should now work nicely. This week in Google I.O. rumors, though, to round out the headlines, two things have been floating around for the past couple of days. One is that Google's working on a new Android-based platform for the Internet of Things called Brillo. So it's supposed to be a lightweight, multi-feature compatible platform for developing countries and generally to plug into the Internet of Things. So that's one of the expected features for I.O. next week. And the other feature is rumored to be a part of Android M, and that's to have a fingerprint login system built in. So it'll be a native part of the OS, and that much easier to build in fingerprint reading and scanning. So we'll see exactly what happens at the announcement next week. Google I.O. I believe is May 28th and 29th, so Thursday and Friday. But the bulk of the announcements, I think, if memory serves based on the schedule, should happen on Thursday. But with that, I'll jump right into the apps for this week. To start it out, Game of Thrones Episode 4, Sons of Winter, will be releasing on Android on May 28th, so look out for that. Shazam got an update to now support Android Wear, so now you can just push a button on your Android Wear device and have it listen to whatever you want that much easier. Twitch TV got an update this week to now have video on demand support, so you can now search and view the back catalog of Twitch using the mobile app. Deezer is getting an update to now add podcasts and radio shows to its streaming platform, so look out for content creators to include their media on Deezer. This week, Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint were released in beta for Android by Microsoft, so you can get the preview versions of the apps. Now, it currently doesn't work for I tried installing it on my Fire Phone, at least Word. I think I tried it too early, so because it is still in beta, so I think it takes a little bit of time to make the connection, or it's not compatible with all devices just yet. But if you do a search for the Google Plus community for Microsoft Word, you can join the community and become a tester to try it out in case you want to have Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. This week, Layout from Instagram was released for Android. So if you wanted Instagram's official collage creating app, or you just want to use their, if you want to create collages and want an easy way of doing it, then Layout should be the way, or is the way to go. It is available for free, and it actually works pretty nicely. If you use an app like InstaSize, like I have, then it's pretty comparable as far as features. Layout does look a little bit cleaner and more integrated to Android. InstaSize, to me, still has that iOS look and feel, so just a little bit of differentiation there. But Layout is categorized by what you have on your device, images with faces in them, and then recently opened pictures. And then you have the various options to set your color background and borders, and then the layout of your picture. So if you want side by side, or if you have multiple pictures, one big one on the side and three stacked, that kind of thing. So definitely worth checking out. Samsung Flow that was released at Google Play this week for select cross-device sharing. So if you want to easily share content, this currently works for the Galaxy S5, S6, and S6 Edge, the Galaxy Alpha, the Note 4, and the Note Edge, and the Galaxy Tab S. So it still does require a Samsung device, but if you want to easily share between devices, or if you're part of a company that uses all Samsung devices, then check that out. And finally, RealPlayer is set to launch a new real-time photo backup service called RealTime. So if you don't like or don't want to use Dropbox or Box or Drive or whatever you use for iOS, then this may be worth checking out. We'll see. I haven't had a chance to play with it just yet, but they currently offer 2 gigabytes of storage for free, 25 gigs for $5 a month, and unlimited storage for $10 a month. So seems pretty competitive, but we'll see if it takes off or if it just adds to the relatively filled market of photo backup services, or even services like Amazon's photo backup, or if it actually brings something unique. But that is all for that, so with that, I'll jump right into the device news. To start it off, the 2013 Moto G is starting to get its Android 5.0.2 update, so look out for that. Android TV got a couple of new services, notably ESPN SportsCenter and HBO via Sling TV. So if you do have Sling TV and an Android TV, then you can now easily share between the two. If you're a fan of Skrillex, there are now a few Skrillex-themed cases for certain devices available via Google Play. They are of note because they are designed by Skrillex himself, and they also come with a matching live wallpaper, so you can have a fully themed device. It currently the cases currently support the Nexus 5, Nexus 6, Galaxy S5, Galaxy S6, and the Note 4, so look out for that. I didn't check for pricing, it's the one thing I forgot to check, but I'm sure they're in the price range of any of most other cases. But of course, the differentiating factor here is that you have a case of choice and a matching live wallpaper. If you own a Samsung Galaxy Note Pro 12.2 Wi-Fi version and you live in Switzerland, it's getting its Android 5 update, so look out for that. It should be already rolling out now. If you're in India and you're interested in getting a new Chromebook, look out for 2 new Chromebooks, one made by Zolo, which it costs $220. Or the one by Nexian, which is going to run about $212. Of course, you do need Wi-Fi to get them set up, but if you're looking for a low-cost or affordable Chrome or laptop or computer, this may be the way to go. And finally, for those of you who own an Android Wear device, Android 5.1.1 should have started rolling out, so look out for that update. But that is all for that, so with that, I'll jump right into this week's app review, which is a browser that was released this week called AdBlock Browser. If it sounds reasonably familiar, it is because it is developed and released by the same guys who make the AdBlock plugin for Firefox and Chrome. So what this browser does is, as the name implies, it actually has an ad block plugin built in directly to the browser, so you don't have to install anything new or maintain anything separate. It is built into the browser, so it automatically blocks ads as you browse the web. The browser itself is based on Firefox, so the layout and the UI and the settings menu and all of that should look very familiar. You can also, in the settings, select which ad blocking list you want to use. It does use the default one based on your location, but you can add or remove or adjust them as you need. Most of the Firefox features, other than the ad plugin itself, are on par to match with Firefox, so you can set your browsing history settings. So if you want to have it automatically clear on an exit, set your home page, your search providers, and all of that are already available. The only thing that I noticed, as far as I'm concerned, that is not available is add-on directory. So but the app is still in beta at the moment, so they may be added later. But the idea right now is to get it off the ground with the ad block plugin. As far as speed and performance, it works on par or maybe even better than having the plugin installed with Firefox. So it's definitely worth checking out. I have noticed a little bit of a performance improvement, but at the moment I do see that it does work at least on par with Firefox itself on mobile. So it is worth checking out. I'll have a link in the show notes to the full review of the app itself. It is, as I mentioned, currently in beta, so you do need to join the beta community. From there, you'll get access to the APK to download and install it. They are waiting for approval from the Google Play Store to have it available there. That should be an option later soon to have it installed and updated by the Google Play Store, but currently it is an APK installation. I think there is an issue as far as the name, which is probably why it's not available, but that is speculation. Overall, the browser works very well. It's very stable, smooth. I do like the easy access, or the not having to install a plugin to block ads, and also the customizable menu to be able to hit the overflow menu and quit, and it automatically clears browsing history and cache and all of that good stuff when I exit. So it's kind of like having a fresh start every time I open the app. So definitely check it out. I do recommend using it if you want a way to browse the web and use Firefox on the go, or if you just want a quick and easy browser that blocks ads, then this is definitely worth checking out. But that is actually all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at patelN01, or you can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And of course, if you want to help support the show and the network, be sure to visit us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio. Or check out one of our many great sponsors by visiting geek-io.net/support. And of course, you can find this and any other show on the Geek.io network by visiting geek-io.net. And also, a quick reminder or a quick update to check my Twitter feed. There is an important scheduling announcement coming in the next few days or so. I will pin it to the top of my Twitter feed soon after I make the post, but it's an important scheduling announcement. I will also have a reminder on next week's episode about it, so look out for that as well. But that is actually all for this particular episode, so thanks for tuning in, and until next time.